It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Kobe, now, or Corby.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
All right, it is 6:36 here on the ticket.
It says Room, but I don't think there's a guy on the team named Room. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Room.
Yeah, Romo.
The wheels are off.
What is this? Solha boy?
Soldier.
Soldier boy.
Solha. Solha boy.
You're down.
Probably one of the most popular acts around right now.
You are the most unhip human
being. Oh, you knew
being.
That.
No, he didn't.
He didn't know.
No, he did not. No.
You know, this team's just not that good.
You know, most of the time when you read anything that guy writes at all, you've wasted time.
Most of the time.
Yeah. What's most?
I said most.
No, you didn't. You said most, and we'll hear it tomorrow.
Most of the time.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Or Ryan's, leave him alone. All right, it is 7:58 on the ticket. It's time for the emergency break of the week. We'll give you three stop downs from the last week, and you get to vote on them. 888-787-1310. And I had a dream the other night that we had, like, flawless e-break voting.
No way.
So maybe we could. Maybe that can happen. Maybe it's a premonition of what's going to happen here this morning. All right, candidate number one comes to us from last week during the hard line. Davey Lane, John Rattigan filling in for Corby and Mike. And Davey had an awkward moment.
And if you look at Mavs.com, of course they're going to look on the bright side of life. Sure. But they do some analytical, high-level stat breakdowns. And they talk about the fact that I lost what the hell kind of possession they're talking about. Son of a bitch.
It's not possession of a controlled substance.
I hate when
energy level is low.
I hate when
low.
when someone writes and they reference something and then they reference it like two paragraphs later.
They assume you remember.
And they assume that you remember what the hell they were talking about.
What you read just 35 seconds ago.
I still can't find it.
Okay.
Anyway, for pick and roll situations, I guess that's what they're talking. They didn't even reference it before this point.
Oh my gosh.
Davey having an inner struggle there.
And he already had disease before he even got to that point.
Does Davey still have that ability? His superpower?
What ability? He never had ability.
Yeah, remember he said he could clear a
superpower,
room?
Superpower, yes.
Yeah.
We always talk about what odd superpowers people have, such as knowing when an item's going to be microwaved perfectly. They always get the time just right. Davey's superpower is he can clear a room. He walks into a room, and he doesn't do anything bodily that clears the room. It's just that people have a natural aversion to him, and he will notice that he'll walk into a room, and then all the cool people go to the other side of the room.
Oh, I love Davey, but he's up for an e-break as candidate number one. That was just too darn long to listen to that again, but we know what happened. And I don't want to clear the room. Okay, number two.
Cleared the radio room for sure during that segment.
Candidate number two comes to us from that show known as the T-Box. But this one is not on Rick or Craig. This one is on their board operator Dave.
I almost got very country there for a second.
Board operator. I know I had to stop myself. No, this is on Dave for not watching levels. Have you ever heard music this loud for a live spot?
The Ticket.
All right. Go to idealgolfer.com. I mentioned this before. I said it. Had a club core deal for last week and this week. Put up their courses. You decide if you want to mingle with the private folks. You can be a member for a day.
You know, we usually at this time tell you how great Ideal Golfer is.
By the way, is this music really loud in my ear? Or is it...
Talk loud.
I can't talk that loud. Okay, there we go.
Usually we when we're in this spot, we talk about how great Ideal Golfer is and how you should...
That is absolutely ridiculous.
I don't know. Maybe you should turn the music back up.
Yeah, if Craig Rosengarten was going to talk more. Every time I hear those two talk, it sounds like a conversation going on in the main room at the Terrell State Hospital.
So let me get this straight. Dave, the board op, just had that music rolling and was sitting there in Jer's chair and just thought, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
It's a little hot, but I'll let it ride.
Dave having to answer the phone as well.
The faders are in the right place. That's what you go by if the faders are in the right place.
And the fact that they go 30 seconds before Rick finally goes, hey, is it me or is it a little loud? And it's not really on them at all because they were on remote, and sometimes it does sound louder in your ear than it really is. But in that case, no, that was an awful mix. All right, Norm has been known to make noises before. What noise did he make here?
My funeral's already tentatively scheduled for early 17.
Oh,
so,
no, Norm.
Okay. Norm.
All right.
Don't schedule that.
Thank you very much. Okay, here we go. For anybody who wondered, that wasn't a burp. That was me adjusting my microphone.
Okay, now luckily we have this new equipment. This is an audio enhancer, so go ahead and hit it, Jared, and see what we come up with.
My funeral's already tentatively scheduled for early 17.
Oh,
so,
no, Norm.
Okay. Norm.
All right.
Don't schedule that.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Wow. Okay.
The man is a Hall of Famer.
Poor Norm.
He's dying.
So via the audio enhancer, that is the noise. No, it's not. This is the enhanced noise. This is what it was.
God.
It sounds bad there, too. That is this microphone.
The one
See
that you're on.
If I can duplicate it.
I don't hear it.
No, I don't think so. I really can't.
I don't think so.
There it was.
Play the real enhanced version.
That makes it sound worse.
That is not a microphone being moved.
All right, play the one in its entirety and don't put any sound effect in it. Just play it.
My funeral's already tentatively scheduled for early 17.
Oh,
so,
no, Norm.
Okay. Norm.
All right.
Don't schedule that.
Thank you very much. Okay, here we go. For anybody who wondered, that wasn't a burp. That was me adjusting my microphone.
Right.
All right. New stuff on this.
All right. I think we clear him of
Thank
the charges.
You very much.
But it is a funny conversation that Norm tentatively has his funeral scheduled for early 2017.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. He schedules way out in advance.
He does. Yeah, vacations and apparently death.
I don't like him announcing that.
Here are some real Norm noises from the past, though.
That last one just killed me. Crocodile.
Funny, but what? I had two.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So those are your those are your three candidates. Davey, Board Op Dave, or Norm. Funny sound Norm. 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on Ticket Radio. Who do you vote for?
Hey, George.
Hey.
Benjamin Slice, Born.
Okay. Amazing.
Thank you.
There goes the hope of the dream. All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, this is Juan Grande. I want to vote for Norm and the legalization of cannabis. Users, he sucks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, is this where I can find Gordon Keith?
Yep.
Yeah, sir.
Challenge you to fight night, boy.
There you go.
Why do you have to use a fake voice?
A nude sword fight. What do you say? Come on. You ain't scared of me. You ain't scared of me.
What?
That doesn't make any sense. That's
wrong. That's the worst.
You're supposed to
trash
say you're not
talking
scared of me.
Call ever. All right, enough of that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to wish my daughter Sydney a happy 6th birthday and vote responsibly for Norm's butt microphone.
All right. Let's not call it that.
Happy birthday, Sydney.
I thought we cleared Norm of those charges. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote responsibly for Norm.
Okay. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Good morning. I'd like to vote for Norm, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
Thank you.
Who's that
thank
guy?
You. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Dunham. How's the voting going so far?
Voting's going pretty well. How are you?
How can someone sound so smart-ass by not saying that I'm smart-ass?
I'm doing great. Hey, can I vote?
Yeah.
Hey, I'd like to vote for... who's the candidate again?
Okay.
Is that a Davey vote, maybe? Hi, you're on the ticket.
Vaginal slice more.
No, I told you no once. It goes for the... Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I would like to vote for Norm Hitchkisson.
I love you madly, Georgia.
There's the guy again. Funny. You got him twice.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Funnystown Norm wins again.
My funeral's already tentatively scheduled for early 17.
Oh,
so,
no, Norm.
Okay. Norm.
All right.
Don't schedule that.
Thank you very much. Okay. Okay, here we go. For anybody who wondered, that wasn't a burp. That was me adjusting my microphone. All right. New stuff, Fondez.
Okay, when they do stand-up Norm, we're going to hear that. Because that is, doesn't that sound like a stand-up comic?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All right. How many is that for Norman?
Just beware of the guy that protests too much. Mm-hmm. That was the 75th win for old Butt Trumpet.
75 wins. Way to go, Norm. This is a big morning.